100% locally made. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Here we go for your Tuesday.
We're back.
How are you doing, Ari?
I'm really good this morning.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you have a nice day yesterday? What'd you get up to? Anything fun or just a chill one?
Honestly, because it was such a beautiful day outside, I decided to, go to the gym, but I went to the lake as well. So I just spent a lot of time outside yesterday afternoon.
How good was it?
It was stunning.
I took, after lunch, I had a nap on the day bed on the back deck.
Lovely.
For like an hour and a half. And just soaked in the sun. And just watch the world go by.
Perfect.
Oh, my God, it was good.
I love it.
And last night, bit of wine, an amazing steak.
Yes.
The baby was there sitting on the table in its little bouncer thing, just watching us eat.
Oh, she's so beautiful.
God, we had a good day yesterday.
Yeah, nice. Sounds wonderful.
The weather was perfect. Newcastle really turned it on.
It did.
And it made me just, like, happy to live here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, today's a bit of showers about, so...
Nah. Doesn't matter.
Bit of an inside day, maybe.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So today there's the new update for Apple iPhones, iOS 18.
Yep.
Millions of phones will have it. There's going to be a new feature in there. That could be a little bit saucy.
Oh,
right?
What is it?
So there's going to be this hidden folder you can have where you can have apps living in there that won't show any notifications or anything. People are like, that'll be a gateway for cheaters.
Oh, yeah.
Because it doesn't show any notifications or anything.
Like from your Tinder or something.
That's right. Mm. You can, if they're in the hidden folder, everything to do with it's hidden. Doesn't come up in search, nothing.
Well, there's no privacy anymore, is there?
Well, now there is.
Exactly.
So you can take that any way you want.
That's very interesting.
But if you suspect your partner of cheating, they're probably using the hidden folder now.
Ooh.
And that's a guarantee.
Well, if you're able to get into your partner's phone,
then
you should just go check the hidden folder anyway.
Yeah, but you might not be able to because it's probably password protected or something.
Oh, true.
So all of that. Oof. Big if true, and it is true.
What is the world coming to? I don't know.
A good question.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
So, moving on to how pre-orders are now officially open to purchase a 2025 edition of the Niantama calendar, which roughly translates to cat balls calendar.
What is that about, is my question.
Oh, this is probably the funniest thing I've read all year. So instead of wholesome photos of, you know, like your 12-month calendar of like flowers or cityscapes for each and every month, well, each month of this type of calendar features 12 pictures of cats with their privates on display. Pretty much. Yep. Some of them are like, you know, photos are being taken from behind or they're like outstretched and their privates are... everywhere for people to see.
Who orders this and where is it from?
I just think it's hilarious. So this is created in Japan, okay?
No, nothing surprising me about that.
So it was created by a type of, you know, tabloid magazine over there, which also released a gag issue once a year all about cats. So reader surveys later revealed that the cat balls section was one of their favourite parts, so they're just deciding to release yearly calendars of them now.
Oh, that is... it's like a joke magazine, basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
Maybe something like Ralph back in the day.
Yeah.
And now they're gone, all right, let's have a cat ball calendar. And people are buying it.
Pretty much.
Because people are oddballs.
Or you can pre-order them now for next year.
Oh, okay, good.
But the awesome thing about this, though...
Have
this
you
is
ordered yours?
Not yet, but it might change my mind after this. The calendars apparently also include extensive information on how lucky any day of the year is based on multiple fortune-telling folk traditions. So you could be like, oh, today's September 17. Okay, this day might be lucky for this reason. Or you might be able to do this on this day because
of
the luck of the wheel of fortune tells you so, or
whatever.
Yeah,
that's it. So if you're a bit superstitious and have a, I guess, mild interest in cat balls, this is the calendar for you.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
We've got a list here of some of the most bizarre things that actual scientists have spent their time and research hours on, and a lot of university money as well.
To be fair, I think it'd be very difficult to find new things to research, new things, I guess, to find answers about. Like, a lot of stuff's already been done.
Well, that is the thing, and often that leads to, I guess, questionable university research being done.
Yes.
I've got some examples here.
Mm-hmm.
How about an anatomy prize that went to a team in France who wanted to investigate whether hair on the heads of most people in the Northern Hemisphere swirled in the same direction, whether it was clockwise or anti-clockwise, as those from the Southern Hemisphere.
So basically, if hair grew the same way.
Oh, that, yeah, pretty much. You know, you've got that, like, little swirl on your head of, like, hair.
Yeah.
They wanted to know if it turned the same way and whether it was... I think they watched, you know, that episode of The Simpsons about the toilet flushing the other way and went, what if we did that with hair and could we get a university grant? They did, and they found there was no correlation.
Oh, my
good
God.
Good use of energy, money and time.
No.
How about another group of researchers that demonstrated flipping a coin is not exactly fair since the coin is slightly more likely to land the same way up as it started. Very slightly.
How would you... How many times, are you flipping a coin to figure this out?
Good
a billion?
Question. No, I have the answer for you.
Mm.
They conducted an experiment. 350,000 coin flips. Yeah. And they used 44 different currencies, just to be sure. That's a lot of coin flips.
That's true. It's also a lot of money.
Well, imagine you get through halfway through. Was that heads or tails? Do we start again?
Oh, you would.
Surely
too.
Not. Hopefully you'd be recording along the way.
Painful.
How about the winners of a botany award that received their prize? They found that real plants will try to imitate the shapes of nearby plastic plants. I mean, useless information, but interesting a little bit.
That's my favourite so far.
Yeah, well...
That's funny.
You know what? Maybe we'll leave it there then.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Shout-out to the Good Samaritans I spotted. They were sort of near Maud Street in Maitland.
Mm.
There's big traffic lights there. There was some, like, collie-looking dog running around.
Oh.
And somebody just sort of, like, grabbed it. And, you know, they were, like, going to, you know, jump on the collar and find the number or whatever.
Yeah.
It looked lost, though. Yeah. But there were people, like, sort of stopped the traffic or whatever and able to grab it yesterday afternoon.
Okay, good.
So shout-out to whoever they were. Because I reckon that dog's in good hands now.
Oh, people also doing the right thing as well. Just being patient in traffic, you know, just letting people do their thing.
Chill out. If you see a dog running about, especially if it's got a collar on, try and see if you can, you know, catch its attention and give it a call, you know, give the owners a call.
Interesting, though, because I had a similar experience yesterday afternoon myself. There was a dog running around at the Glendale Crossroads.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so it was running past and, like, all the traffic had to stop and then someone kind of ran out and picked him up. But, gosh, dogs be on the loose yesterday.
Yeah, it must have been, I don't know. It was the beautiful weather in
they
Newcastle.
They just wanted to run.
They wanted to get out and enjoy it. Oh, stuck in this little yard again. Let me out.
Poor things.
I know. What? No, they should. Owners got to keep them inside. That is very important.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming up next, we're talking about celebrities doing dumb things. Comes after Mariah Carey. She's made headlines once again for doing something silly.
What is she doing out before Christmas?
I don't know.
Is she supposed to be still in a cryogenic freezer at this time of year?
Get back in your box, Carey.
New FM. The Novos.
So celebs doing dumb things. There's always a story that comes out, maybe a couple of times a year, maybe once a year. It's an absolute belter of, you know, all the people in the public eye doing a bit of a numpty thing. Mariah Carey is the latest on the hit list. So apparently the singer has climbed the Great Wall of China in high heels whilst wearing a full-length dress with her hair and makeup done.
What's she doing on the Great Wall of China? Is
taking
she
a holiday.
Taking photos for a new Christmas album?
Yeah, Chinese edition.
Well, it could well be. It's an untapped market probably for her.
Well, taking to X, formerly Twitter, Mariah Carey has posted photos with her children with the caption, "At the Great Wall of China. Someone should have warned me about the heels," in brackets, not that I would have listened.
Yeah, she looks like somebody would wear high heels to a beach.
Oh, absolutely. And then complaining that the sand's not participating for her.
Yeah, being too sinky, and whose fault is that? You know, well, it's yours because you shouldn't wear high heels everywhere.
Exactly. I've done more of a deep dive, or more so a reminiscing scroll over some of the other dumb things that celebrities have done. So do you remember when Will Smith did the absolute stupidest thing? He walked up on stage at the Oscars.
Slapgate.
Yep, slapped Chris Rock right across the face. He was given like a decade-long ban from award events.
Well, you know what? And it should be another decade as well, because I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, I mean, look, Chris Rock is a comedian. Just let him make his jokes, even though they're inappropriate.
Let him do his job.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't be slapped in your workplace.
Mm, there you go.
Imagine if somebody, you know, slapped someone in an office. You'd be straight to HR.
Will Smith's reputation was, like, never the same ever again after
toilet.
That.
In the toilet, yeah.
One that actually came up earlier this year, Kanye, or Ye, getting titanium grills. Do you remember that?
Oh, that's right. He made all this. He looks so weird.
He looks scary. He looks like a robot.
Look, Kanye is in a real interesting place at the moment.
Yeah.
He has lost his small mind.
I think so.
That's my non-professional assessment.
Mm. Another one was Madonna. So earlier this year as well, she reportedly chastised a fan for sitting during her concert in Los Angeles, saying, "What are you doing sitting down over there?" And then when she walked forward, apparently the person was actually in a wheelchair. Madonna was like, "Oh, okay, politically incorrect. Sorry about that. Glad you're here."
Oh, yeah, good backpedaling, but just let people come to your concert and be whatever they want to do.
Don't call people out.
Yeah, like, that's it.
It's just not worth it.
I don't know why they're sitting down. Oh. Maybe they're in a wheelchair. Or maybe they just like sitting down.
Exactly, leave them alone. One of the ones that I find the most hilarious, right? So rapper Bow Wow actually tried to flex his luxurious travel plans on Instagram a little while ago.
Sure.
It seemed like pretty, like, regular posts. You know, he's saying, "Oh, I'm going to go and do this concert, go and hear whatever in my private jet, whatnot." And then a little bit later, a person on this, like, random commercial flight posted on Twitter at the time saying, "So this guy, Bow Wow, is on my flight to New York, but on Instagram he posted a picture of a private jet, captioned traveling to NY today." So basically he was saying, "Hey, traveling privately."
You know what?
Then he was called out.
There's a great Instagram, if you're into this sort of thing,
yeah,
called Baller Busters.
Ooh.
Which is all about catching people out who are making flexes like that, but it's really not their money or whatever.
It.
Yeah, it's a bit of fun for sure for your Tuesday morning here at UFM.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Something you noticed yesterday, Ari.
Yeah.
It tickled my funny bone because I just thought, you know what, that is so true. He said, about, like, multiple times a week on local community Facebook groups or whatever, people are requesting JP services around Newcastle.
Yeah, they need so many things signed, and I just don't get it. It's everywhere.
I was wondering why, and I thought, you know what, so true. Newcastle is obsessed with JP services.
They are.
And I think it's probably because we're such an industrious city. Everyone's very busy doing things, getting things done.
Yeah.
And that's why we need a lot of things signed and witnessed, but in an official capacity, because you know, people are developing things or building something or getting something fixed or whatever it is.
Getting marriages sorted out or whatever.
Whatever. We're just a very industrious, busy city as a group of people. But I would say, your assessment is right, we are obsessed with where is my nearest JP. Even if I'm not going to use it, I would like to know. I'd like to know at all times where they are, what they're up to today, when their hours are, all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
Got us talking about what else Newcastle is obsessed with. And there's a few that come to mind. One that comes to mind straight away is when people come to town, we love to brag about how we have free parking at the beach. Because if you're from Sydney, that's like a foreign concept.
It is.
Anywhere within like a 2 kilometre radius of a beach in Sydney, you got to pay an extreme premium on parking.
Yeah, Sydney's crazy.
Here, you roll up, you're like, sweet, just park wherever.
No, park here, doll.
Yeah, a couple of hours usually. Yeah. Okay, it's got a limit, but that's fine.
I mean, I think there are parking meters around near Nobbies and stuff, but I've never used it.
Not right at the beach. The beach parking lot is free.
Oh.
Get out there and enjoy it, you know?
So I'm not doing anything illegal.
No, you're not. You're fine. You're good as gold. Okay, have you got any that come to mind for yourself?
Oh, absolutely. First and foremost, cafe culture, specifically Eggs Benedict.
You know what? Like, every menu has it, doesn't it?
Oh, like there is a cafe around every single corner, and without fail, someone's ordering some Eggs Benny with bacon.
I would say at all times, Eggs Benedict is being put into someone's mouth before 11 a.m.
Absolutely. Second of all, craft beer, especially like Stone and Woods and like was it the IPAs or whatever? Like, every type of young man is just like, oh, I might have a craft beer, I reckon, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's
Friday,
delicious.
You know, or Friday's Friday, so I've got to get my mouth around some craft beers.
Good one. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. What else have you got? Or is that it?
Oh, no, a new burger joint.
Oh, you know what?
Oh.
It's funny you mentioned that. Just the other day I was at Katara, and I was like, oh, that burger shop that was here has shut down. But there is actually another burger shop that has replaced it.
Yep.
So, you know what? Newcastle is obsessed with burger shops. Mm-hmm. I'll give you that. I've got a couple here as well. Sydney roads are too busy. God, we love to talk about it.
Love to roast Sydney as well.
Yeah, and too confusing as well when it comes to, like, especially when you first get to Sydney, that North Connects tunnel.
Oh,
if you
yes.
want to trigger a 10-minute conversation with a Novocastrian,
yep.
just say, hey, how about that North Connects tunnel, eh?
Yep.
Oh, that one time I went down to see a show and got stuck on it and had to pay $99 or whatever it is. The other one we've got is chicken shops.
Oh,
Newcastle
dude.
Loves a chicken shop, and I'm all about it.
Any type of chicken. Just any flavor.
Anything to do with chicken.
Yeah.
We're obsessed with it.
Including chicken salt.
And you know what? I'm all about that. The more the better.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Well, apparently news has broken that Glasgow is on the verge of a deal to host the 2026 Commonwealth Games.
Ah, now, this is so interesting because was that supposed to be the Melbourne one?
That's correct, yeah.
And then we had to pay for their games as well as losing all our money?
Yeah, apparently we're going to contribute a couple of million, allegedly, for Glasgow to host the games because Scotland has also come out to say, we don't want to pay for the whole thing. But to save some money as well. So it's not just Australia that's going to foot some of the bill because we don't want to host it. They're also going to, I guess, limit some sports. So they're going to get rid of some so it doesn't cost as much.
It's time to get rid of it, isn't it?
We don't need the Commonwealth Games, to be
for
fair.
For what reason?
Oh, it's just to give athletes another platform to compete, I guess.
Oh, look, and good on them, and I support any locals that do well in it.
Oh,
and
of
all
course.
Of that. Like, they got my full support.
But just do, like, a national games.
Yeah, or just the Olympics is fine.
Yeah. Just stick with that. I mean, it's just too much money.
Okay, another alternative, if you have to have it. Just have it in one place, same place every time.
Mm.
Don't have to rebuild all the facilities. Don't have to pay to, you know, sort out all new accommodation and everything.
Oh, look, people would start complaining about that anyway. Going, no, oh,
true.
Why can't we have it here? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. That's true. Well,
yeah.
I don't know. Who am I to say whether they should be? I think they should get rid of it. I can't help it. I just think the Olympics is enough and we don't need some second-rate Olympics. Clogging up our news feeds and wasting our money.
Oh, you're getting up on your soap this morning about this.
I can't help it.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Yesterday on the show, we talked about this story about this guy who went out to hop in his van to go to work.
Yep.
Tradie van. And suddenly, he's got a coffee in hand and he realises his van is driving away without him in his driveway.
People stop stealing things.
Well, yeah, so there was a guy with a balaclava who's driving this van away. He tried to jump in and held on as the van went down the street. Luckily, the van recovered not too far away.
Great.
The guy probably got freaked out by the camera and everything and decided to leave it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, tradie tools get nicked. And it's such a bad problem all around the place.
Yeah.
It was 6 months ago or a year ago, we had some bit of work being done on the house.
Mm.
And the builder said they had a ute parked out the front of a house they were working on with one of those, I guess, sort of toolboxes that open on both sides, like wings.
Yeah, like the jewel boxes.
Yeah. They had the two wings open and they were just working on the front of the house. Mm-hmm. And someone walked past and took tools out of their jewel boxes.
Brazen thieves.
Brazen. Right, in broad daylight. They took, because they got all like the power tools, they had the Milwaukee stuff.
All the good kind of gear.
Yeah, and they just grabbed like a few pieces and just kept walking and right in front of their eyes pretty much. They said they were quiet, they were sneaky, they never saw it until they went down to like pick up a grinder or whatever and it's gone. It can be such a bad problem.
Yes.
And this is what I wanted to do here. 4967 4105. Did your tools get stolen? What got nicked? How did it happen? In Cessnock, Michelle, when did your tools get stolen? What got nicked?
Look, it was a long time ago, but my husband was doing some tree work to someone, and, of course, you know, everything's out the front. And anyway, and they went around the back of the house to finish cleaning up and walked out, and his chain tool had disappeared.
Oh, what a nightmare.
Yes, that you is, know.
As an arborist or whatever, that is your main tool of the trade.
It is.
No, they're not cheap, but they're also very big.
Like, yeah, exactly. That's right. But obviously someone was watching, I guess, and saw the opportunity.
And this,
you know?
This is not your $99 one from Bunnings with a battery either, is it?
No, when it's your livelihood, yeah.
You've got the good stuff. Thanks for your call, Michelle.
Well, let's go to Luke in Aberglass. And hey, Luke, what happened with the tools? When did they get stolen?
Yeah, hey guys. So I was working on a big subdivision with two of my mates, and a random guy rocked up in a van, and one of my mates went down there and had a look, and he'd stolen all of someone's personal tools, so they still had their names on them and stuff like that.
Oh.
So my mate came back and told us, and then two of the boys went down there and roughed him up a bit, and then we called the cops. And the cops came and picked him up, and yeah, that was it.
Wow, he got arrested. So they were someone's personal tools, and he just nicked them.
Yeah, man. And he's like trying to sell them to tradies. What an idiot!
He's trying to sell them.
Oh my god! Well, I'm glad you guys took this guy off the streets, because he sounds like an absolute scumbag, and what an idiot as well.
Like, that's just dumb.
Yeah, is as dumb as they get.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
All right, here is your chance to win some prizes. Very easy. We give you three items. You just put them in order from the cheapest to the most expensive, the lowest to lux, if you will. Mm-hmm. Let's meet our contestant for this morning, shall we?
Let's go to Curry with John. Hey, John, how are you this morning?
Yeah, good, thank you.
That's good. Are you ready to play Lowest to Lux? Now how it works?
Yep.
Oh, lovely. Well, let's just get right into it.
Jump in.
Three items here. Cheapest to most expensive. You just got to pick the order. Item number one. From Newey Burger Co., a frozen cocktail jug.
Oh.
So it's a jug of frozen cocktails. Look, I know it's only Tuesday, but why not treat yourself? Am I right?
That sounds all right.
Yeah, it does sound all right.
Eyes are lighting up. Okay.
Item number two, from Super Cheap Auto in Katara, the R.M. Williams woven seat covers. They're with the adjustable headrest. That's size 30. Okay. And item number three is Pine Grow brand, 70 litres of pine bark mulch from Bunnings at Katara. All right. So just to review, a cocktail jug, frozen cocktail jug, from Newey Burger Co. God, they make good burgers there. Mm. Item number two, Super Cheap Auto Katara, the R.M. Williams seat covers. It's two front seat covers.
Got it.
And item number three, a 70-litre bag of pine bark mulch from Bunnings.
Ooh.
What do you reckon is the cheapest there?
We'll go to the pine bark from Bunnings.
Yeah.
Then the jug, cocktail jug.
Okay.
And then the seat covers.
All right, let's lock that in and let's find out if you are a winner this morning. The pine bark clocks in at $9.48.
Oh, is that
a 70-litre bag? 70-litre is not a lot. It's just a standard kind of bag or a bit smaller.
Right.
The frozen cocktail jug comes in at $45. I guess it is like five glasses, so it's still, it's a jug, I don't know.
It's a jug, yeah.
All right, but the seat covers come in at a total of dollars first, $99. He's done it! Yeah! You're a beauty indeed. Well done, John. You're coming along to our family event cinemas, Katara, the screening of Runt preview screening, plus you're in the draw for the $60 Hunter Bell Dairy Co. cheese voucher. Thanks for coming on and congratulations.
Thank
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Another local winner minted here at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
Something that hasn't been spoken about, you know, in regards to Trump, and it feels like everything has along the journey,
is his odor.
Now, apparently it's very, very specific, and there's just starting to be a discussion surrounding this.
Okay, hang on. Odor, you mean like it's like a BO type of smell, or are we talking about like his cologne, his signature scent?
It's a very specific mix of different smells, apparently. So, former Republican Adam Kinzinger has spent a lot of time with him and recently went on Jimmy Kimmel. And Kimmel asked him about a tweet he did like a few years ago mentioning his like specific smell.
Mm.
And of course, like Kimmel loves to delve into the quirky.
Of course he does.
And he said, he asked him like, what is the smell really like? What is it? What are the things that are comprised in this odor?
Describe it.
he described it as something truly to behold. Wear a mask if you can.
What?
These are the things he said, it's all mixed up. He said armpits, ketchup, makeup, and a little butt, all mixed together.
None of that's good. Say it again.
Armpits. Ketchup, makeup, and a little butt.
Right, okay.
All mixed together.
Here's what I think it is. Armpit, so yeah, a bit of BO mixed in there. Makeup, you know he's orange. Okay,
he wears a lot.
Orange,
right?
Foundation, yeah. Okay. Tomato sauce, probably just had a pie.
Well, no, he's a big cheeseburger guy. And in fact, there Secret Service, they say they often find them stuffed into his pockets. Because he likes to have one ready at all times when he wants a Macca's cheeseburger.
He's about to deliver a keynote speech or go into court. And he's just like, oh, I'm a bit hungry, eh?
I've got a cheeseburger in my pockets at all times.
Extra sauces of ketchup.
Yeah, that's right. And then obviously the makeup and a little butt. Now,
a little butt. Is he farting up a storm too,
Well, he just ate a cheeseburger, of course. Now, he has not yet been confronted about this.
Yeah.
But it is starting to enter the conversation. So you know at some point somebody's going to ask him about this, and you know what his response will be.
Do we have another debate coming up?
Well, good question.
Oh, can the debate leader actually ask him his question? Oh. Now, how do you feel about the claims made that you smell like a little butt and makeup?
Well, you know what he'll say. It's a fantastic odor. Nobody's had a better odor. A lot of people are talking about it. It is one of the best odors of all time.
I'm going to campaign in my presidency to have everyone put burgers in their pockets.
Burgers in your pockets is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
First and foremost, if you're in need of a little getaway, a staycation, if you will, in the next half an hour, we're going to be putting some more people in the draw for our holiday hotline. This is 291 on King. This is a new luxury hotel in the middle of Newcastle City.
It is stunning. Looked at the rooms online.
Yep.
And they look just so modern and luxurious.
Mm.
You feel like you're cocooned in a very, very nice place.
And what's even better, free access to the gym.
Oh, how brilliant.
And bottle of wine.
Hunter Valley wine as well, if you don't mind.
Yes, please. That's in the next half an hour, so make sure you're listening out for your cue to call to get into the draw for that today. Also, some big news that's been breaking overnight. Big Brother Australia is returning in 2025.
Really?
Closer to the original format in the early 2000s. None of this bad stuff that we've had in the past couple of years.
Were you a fan back in the day?
I was. What was it, the Friday Night Games or something? Oh, they were fun. Just the characters back in the day were just quality.
Could you see yourself going on Big Brother?
Absolutely.
If they said, Ari, we've heard your work on UFM. And we've seen your work on TV as a newsreader.
Yeah.
We think you'd be perfect. Are you signing up?
Absolutely. Have you seen how cool those the Big Brother house can be? Like all like the newest gadgets, like really funky lounges, challenges. I'm all for it.
All right. Well, let's get you signed up, shall we?
Yeah, let's
I think
do
it'll
it.
Be perfect.
Next year, here we come.
UFM.
The Novos. The Novos.
So here's a fun fact for you. We were told yesterday behind the scenes by our producer, Mark, that today, September 17th, that's the official date today, is the most common birthday in Australia. So if it's your birthday today, around the Hunter, happy birthday.
Yeah, you and a lot of other people.
Absolutely. Well, it appears so. And, of course, it also does say, when I've Googled this little article, that Christmas Day, you may have guessed it, is the least common birthday, which makes sense. But, yeah, September 17th, the more you know. Random facts.
I would have never guessed it.
No, that's right.
Not in a 100 and 365 chance.
Good on you, Creebo. But that's quite interesting to think about. It's like, well, what's your birthing story? 4967-4105. Have a think about it. Do you know someone who, was born in a random place? For example, like, some people are born in the back of cars. Like, they didn't make it to hospital on time.
Sure.
By the time your water breaks to get there. Or did you have your husband or your partner or whatever faint in the waiting room or the delivery room?
That's
your birthing story? Which, you know what, it comes at an interesting time, because last night my mum and dad and myself, we were sitting down watching some of our home videos that we've just transferred back over to the digital files, and I saw my brother's first moments of life on film last night, which was amazing.
That is incredible.
Yeah, birthed in lucky number 23. That's the family number, and we didn't even notice until last night. So that's our interesting birthing story.
That's cool right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have any creepers?
So a friend of mine had to pull over side of the road.
Really?
Near a roundabout.
Did they give birth on the roundabout? Or
just next to it. Yeah, right here, right now situation. His wife said, there is no more time. We're stopping right now.
Oh, my God.
They're only 10 minutes away from the hospital.
So you couldn't have crossed your legs for another 10 minutes?
I'm sure he asked that question, but it was a definite no.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I was nervous, to be honest, when my wife Emmy gave birth, because the day she'd already started her contractions.
Mm-hmm.
She said, can we go out to Nelson Bay and pick up these bedside tables off Facebook Marketplace?
No.
I said, but she said, no, we're going. So we did. And then we got there, and she's like, maybe you should lift them. And I was like, absolutely. If you give birth in this random person's yard out at Nelson Bay.
What a story.
Well, yes, what a story, but how inconvenient. So you get back in the car, please. I'm going to load these into the van myself.
Oh, I love it.
We want to know what your interesting birthing stories are. Maybe it was you, maybe it was a friend or family member, sort of thing, or, you've heard it from cousin or whatever.
Yeah.
These are the sort of stories we're into.
We have gotten an interesting message on Instagram from Jasmine. She says that her brother was born early hours of Christmas Day. That's really exciting.
Cool.
She goes, I remember the hospital giving my sister and I some pencils and a book to colour, but then she heard their mum screaming. She popped up her head to see what was going on. She's like, Mum, what's that? It's like, your brother, darling.
I love that.
So she's screaming like, what's happening here?
Why are you screaming?
Yeah.
Well, your brother's on his way instead of Santa Claus in that moment. Let's go to Swansea. Cooper, what's your story?
Well, I'm not talking about someone else today. I'm talking about myself.
Okay. What happened?
I was actually born on my grandma's lounge room floor.
You couldn't wait to come out, could you?
And I was just so excited to see the light.
Yeah, right. Fair enough. Now, obviously, what was the floor composition? Was it a wooden floor? Was it carpet? What was the situation?
Yeah, it was carpet.
And did they change that thing, or was there always a bit of a spot there after?
Oh, Creevo.
I think there's still a spot there.
Yeah. You know what? Great story.
Forever immortalised.
Yeah, you know exactly where you were born. Right there. Not many people can say that. Thanks for your story.
You could be living like a king or queen at 291 on King. Early check-in, parking on arrival, Hunter Valley wine delivered to your door, and 24-hour access to the gym on King. I know when that hotline bling. New FM's Holiday Hotline.
Yeah, that's right. If you want to experience this level of luxury, experience 291 on King, Newcastle's new luxury hotel. Call now, book direct, and be treated like a king with early check-in, parking on arrival, Hunter Valley wine, all the good stuff, and the access to the gym on King as well. Let's try and put as many people in the draw now as we can.
Absolutely.
Because it's only local winners on UFM.
Mm-hmm.
And Joel, for your Live and Local drive home later today, is giving away another holiday.
That's so exciting.
Let's meet the first person in the draw.
Let's do it. Shane in Maryland. Congratulations, you're in the draw, mate.
Oh, thank you, guys.
You're very welcome. Another one now. I feel like DJ Khaled. Donna in Anna Bay, well done. You're in the draw.
Awesome. That's amazing. Thank you.
You're very welcome. When did you last have a holiday?
Oh, been a while now.
Yeah. You've been working hard recently, or how's this year been?
It's been all right, but it's my birthday next weekend, so this would be perfect.
Oh, well, happy birthday for then, Donna.
Thank you.
Yeah, and fingers crossed you get this, because then imagine that little party, little siesta, fiesta, all that good stuff. All right, well done. You're in the draw.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's move to Ashtonfield with Carmel now. Good morning. You're in the draw.
Thank you.
You're awesome. Very welcome. I'm excited. How's Ashtonfield this morning?
A little bit chilly, but always a happy environment, family friendly.
Yeah, and buzzing now that you're in the draw, right?
Most definitely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The mayor of Ashtonfield right there.
I know, possibly. You should run for it. Carmel Harris, perhaps.
Oh, stop it.
All right.
Esther in Cold Point, congratulations. You're also in the draw for the little holiday.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And it's just as easy as that. Be listening out all throughout your day, and also with Joel for your Live and Local Drive Home. And then he's drawing one out every single day this week.
That's right.
Holidays galore, given away to locals by New FM. It's as good as it gets.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
If you have been following the news cycle over the past week or so, lead singer of the Foo Fighters, his name's Dave Grohl, you've probably heard of him.
Sure.
He's been all over the news sites after he was exposed for apparently fathering a child outside of his current marriage. So he's got three children to his marriage right now. Mm. Her name is Jordan. But apparently he's now fathered a child to another woman.
Jeez.
So, like a scandal.
Look, I'm not saying this wouldn't be the first time a rock star perhaps has had another child outside of their marriage
along
the way, or relationship.
This has definitely happened before.
Mm.
So he has opened up about his extramarital affair in an emotional Instagram post. But we were talking about this behind the scenes as well. Other famous affairs that most people would know about, like it's hit the newsstands, or it does do the circulation every so often, like, oh, do you remember when this person did this with this person? All that juicy gossip.
Affairs happen all the time, and in itself it's kind of an interesting topic.
Yeah.
But when it's somebody in the public eye, or especially currently in the public eye, it becomes almost a whirlwind of interest.
Yes.
People are fascinated by it and the details around it.
Yeah, definitely. So I've done a little bit of a deep dive and found some of the, I want to say, most iconic affairs.
All right, let's get into it.
In the celebrity space, of course. So the first and foremost, the first one has to be Marilyn and JFK. So rumours first circulated that the two had an affair when JFK was actually married to Jackie Kennedy, which were further spurred on by Marilyn's sultry performance of Happy Birthday to the President.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Mr. President. All that sort of gear, wasn't it?
Well, interesting as well, it was rumoured that she actually had an affair with his brother as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She got around, but she was doing it for herself.
And you know what? Some people are attracted to power.
Yes.
There's something about it that just draws people in.
Yeah, that's right. Also, Brad Pitt, so a little bit further on, was married to Jennifer Aniston when sparks started to fly on set while filming Mr. and Mrs. Smith with co-star Angelina Jolie. Now, Angelina and Brad have since split, obviously, but he filed for divorce from Aniston in 2005, so basically the same year that the movie was released.
So the question then becomes, was there crossover?
Oh, of course there would have had to be.
You're saying there definitely was?
I reckon there was. Because you don't just split from your partner without, you know, doing the do, surely.
Well, I don't know. Well, that's the thing. This is what we're not sure of.
No,
maybe
it's all speculation.
He's gone, oh, I've got the hots for Jolie. I'll just quickly split up and then we can meet up tomorrow night. That sort of thing.
One other famous one, Prince Charles and Princess Diana. So this was the affair that shook the monarchy and the tabloids. So these pair, they obviously wed in the 80s, were married for 5 years, but until he began secretly seeing his former girlfriend, Camilla Parker Bowles, which he's now married to.
Yeah, well, I mean, that one was huge.
Yeah.
And it was probably one of the, I guess, I don't know, first big tabloid affairs that was took over the world.
Yes, it's still talked about today, to this day.
Definitely.
Like, every time you see the pair, like, the monarchs, like, on TV
there's
now.
There's always an undercurrent of that information there, isn't there?
Oh, every time I see Camilla and Charles, I'm like, yeah, I know what happened. I know what happened. I know what you did. Anyway, just craziness.
All right, Karen.
Yeah, okay.
I know what you did.
Fast forward in 2005, Jude Law, the actor, I love Jude Law, but he admitted that he cheated on his fiancée, Sienna Miller, with his children's nanny.
That is pretty...
I love a nanny story.
Do you? There's a few out there, isn't there?
I mean,
Schwarzenegger as well was a nanny story, wasn't it?
That's where I'm going. Danish actress Bridget Nielsen revealed that she and Arnold Schwarzenegger had an affair while he was married, to Maria Shriver. Or Shriver.
Yeah. Shriver, I think it is.
Yeah. So he did admit later on to the affair, so interesting that, hey?
Yeah, I guess it's just the nanny. She's always hanging around. She's always in the house, you know.
Easy to get to.
Your words, not mine.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So I got an email this morning from AGL, who is my electricity provider at home.
Oh, I've been with them before, yeah.
Yeah, look, till now, electricity has come into my house every day. I've had no dramas there.
Great.
The email says, your energy plan benefits are reducing.
I'm sorry.
Check out the details below and compare. I was like, oh, okay. It said comparing made easy. And I thought, oh, I'll have a look at this little table, right? It says your current benefits, and it lists two different benefits, which is pretty good. It says 14% pay-on-time discount off usage charges. That's all right, 14% discount. I was like, that's good.
Okay.
And then 2% additional double-up discount off the usage charges. So 16% off. I was like, sweet, happy days. That's the old way. Uh-huh. Your new benefits are none of those benefits, but only no exit fee. So how you used to have those two benefits of discounts when you pay on time, they're gone now.
All you
get is no exit fee. Well, lucky there's no exit fee because I think I'm going to be exiting.
Yeah, stays right.
Yeah, you can't just take away my discounts that you used to have there.
What's wrong with that? But paying on time, that's a good thing.
That's what I would have thought. You used to get a discount, now you're nothing.
Okay, well, you might as well just pay it, on the very last day.
Yeah. And I'll start by doing that, and I'll probably be looking for a new energy provider. Yeah. Unless they're sponsoring the show, in which, what a fantastic company they are.
As far as we know, they are not sponsoring the show.
Some other energy company is doing it at the moment.
That's pretty fair.
New FM. The Novos.
A new development has been made where it's making it safer for pedestrians to cross the street. So you know how when we go to use a crosswalk or whatever it is, you're at the traffic lights and you press your little buttons and whatever, you wait for the green man.
And you got to press it a lot of times.
Usually.
That makes it go faster. The more you press it, the faster it goes.
Yeah, I've had to stop myself from, bashing one of them, You got, seriously, it takes forever. Anyway, so the way to, I guess, move into a new wave of traffic safety and signal safety. Mm. So there's these crosswalks that they have now. Instead of, waiting for the little green man or the red man or whatever, because people are always looking down at their phones, right? Yeah. We're consumed by our phones, always looking at their screens. So there's these crosswalks overseas where there's LED strips, LED lights down before you cross the road. They'll either flash red or green. Red, obviously, don't walk there. So green, it's good to go.
So when you're looking down at your phone, you'll notice the red or green out the corner of your eye.
Mm-hmm.
You're less likely to just walk out into traffic.
Yeah.
And you know what? At a four-way intersection, that's more important because sometimes the sound... and that's the other one. But you just go assume it's for you and cross.
Yeah.
Suddenly you're out in traffic.
And look, you're not...
That's a genius idea.
Well, it is, exactly. So, you don't have to worry about, putting down your phone, I guess. So that's more convenient, isn't it?
Well, it's more convenient, but it's also safer.
Yeah.
Because you're stopping, people that are zombied to their phone from walking out into traffic.
That's right. So, got me thinking... What are some ways we can utilize the development of technology? It's always changing and getting better. How can we put this and implement this into Newcastle's traffic situation?
And make it safer in Newcastle.
Yes.
Great thinking. What have you got first of all?
Okay. First of all, a feature for e-scooters because they're everywhere in Lake Macquarie in particular.
Sure, yeah.
Install like a function or a sensor on them that automatically slows the scooter down to like a stop when a car drives past.
Oh, that's nearby. Good.
Because most people don't use the footpaths, yeah, you know, they're using the roads.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and like, if there's a car coming behind you, if you've got your headphones on, which a lot of people do.
Sure.
They're listening to their own music. They can't hear the car. You know, just, it automatically senses them from like 5 meters or 10, 20 meters
and it
away.
It pulls them over and slows it down. Yeah. That would be safer. I like that.
Also, using kind of the light up scenario, utilizing this for lane markings on the road. So when a car, so your car, maybe the car in the lane next to you is veering too far to the right or left, the road lines light up. So it like alerts you, hey, this person is come and crash next to you.
Yeah,
you know?
Wow, that's actually a great idea because it would catch your eye, wouldn't it, if the lane was lighting, you know, a little flash.
Yeah, it's like, hey, danger, stop. Yeah,
I love that. Mm. All right, I've got a couple that come to mind. Newcastle has a big pothole problem.
Yeah.
Can we get them on our GPS? So it's like pothole alert.
Oh.
And then at least you're looking for it and you can sort of veer around it.
That and because like some streets are just littered with them. So you're like, oh, I'll take, you know,
a different Burke road.
Street instead of Clarin or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Clarin's an absolute nightmare. I hear what you're saying. Here's another one I've thought of.
Yeah.
Can we get robot traffic cones?
How does that work?
So, you know how, like, you got busy roadworks during the day? Mm-hmm. For example, out here at Hexham, that's an absolute nightmare at the moment, right?
Yeah, that's right.
During the day, they're working away, the roadworkers are there. At night, though, they've all gone home.
Mm-hmm.
The traffic cones could then move out of the way on little wheels so we can use all the lanes.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
And have it all functioning and then, you know, in the morning you go, right, workers are coming in at 7, 6:30, they all drive, the little cones all wheel out into position and then you're back down to two lanes. Everyone's safe, mm-hmm. but we're not wasting lanes when people aren't actually working on the roads.
Brilliant, let's do it.
All right, sort it out. Wait, is it Newitali? Maybe.
Ooh, maybe not for longer, we don't know.
Well, we don't know.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
Before we wrap things up as well, we've got to award $60 to spend at Hunter Bell Dairy Co. That goes off to Luke in Aberglasslyn.
Yeah, Luke.
Earlier this morning, we were asking about when your tradie tools got stolen. And he had this great story of when somebody rocked up at his work site trying to sell someone else's tools. They had someone's name on them and everything.
And it was his work friends, I believe.
Yeah, something along those lines. They were trying to sell it. And he ended up getting the guy arrested, which is a good result. A criminal banged up.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Caught red-handed.
That's it. We are done for today, though. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow for your hump day.
Catch ya.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.